why do we still have missionaries and pastors? Hasn't everyone been saved who's going to be saved already?
The gospel has been told for a long time, but not everybody has heard it yet. My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. Thanks for tuning in. Do you ever look at the world and see all the bad stuff that happens? And maybe you ask yourself, if Jesus died to save the world so long ago, why hasn't it been completely changed yet? Well, not everyone has had a chance to hear about Jesus yet, so they haven't had a chance to accept him as their savior. That's why it's so important to keep telling others about Jesus, just like he said in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation." Our story today is called Soap and the Gospel. My dad is a computer programmer, Cooper told his friends. He's really smart and makes good money, too. Well, my dad's a civil engineer, Liam chimed in proudly. It takes a lot of skill to get that job. He looked at Jonah, a new student. What's your dad do?
He's a pastor, said Jonah. He has a church on Elm Street.
A pastor? Liam frowned. It seems like there have been lots of pastors around for, what, hundreds of years? So how come the whole world isn't changed by now?
Jonah didn't know what to say and was glad to see his father drove up just then.
Jonah told his dad about the conversation he'd had with Cooper and Liam.
I never thought of it before, Dad, but what Liam said makes sense. Why keep preaching when people have done it for so long and so many people don't change?
Dad was thoughtful as he turned into a grocery store parking lot. We need some soap, he said. So how about running in to get it? I've been working in the yard all afternoon, and I'm really dirty. We'll talk about what Liam said when you come back.
When Jonah returned with the soap, Dad looked at the package.
What's the use of this stuff? He said. There's a whole aisle of soap in that store, and I'm still as dirty as I can be. He sighed. Why do stores still sell soap anyway?
Jonah gaped at him.
You didn't wash up yet, Dad. You have to use soap for it to work.
Dad started the car and grinned at Jonah.
Well, that disproves Liam's theory now, doesn't it? I once heard an evangelist use that example to explain why he kept preaching. He said, we've had soap a very long time, and stores keep selling it even though some people don't use it and are still dirty. He pointed out that, like soap, the gospel has to be applied for it to work. We must continue to preach the gospel even though many people fail to believe it and be made clean and righteous through Christ.
Jonah grinned.
Well then, I'll keep preaching the gospel too. I can start tomorrow by telling Liam about the soap. So how about you? Have you wondered if it's any use to tell others about Jesus? Does it discourage you when people don't seem interested in hearing the gospel? Stores don't stop selling things like soap just because some people don't buy them. And Christians must not stop telling others about Jesus just because not everyone decides to trust in him. Keep preaching the gospel and telling others about Jesus. Our key verse is Mark 16:15.
Then Jesus said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation."
And our key thought today, keep sharing the gospel. If you have older brothers or sisters, help them spend time in God's Word every day with the new unlocked devotional from Keys for Kids Ministries. So if you're a teen or the parent of a teen, find out more about the unlocked devotional at unlocked.org and then hit subscribe in the menu. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.